I've got to be honest with you, I haven't had very good experiences with the NHS the last 2 years. I've had two babies delivered. One of them nearly died on delivery through lack of midwife care during delivery. We left on our own first baby. And recently my wife's had a miscarriage, and she, although she received very good care at the actual hospital itself, the hospital, the ambulance and everything that came to take her away, she had a terrible experience, lack of, you know, sensitivity, things like that. So I think in a nutshell, 1 out of 10, and that's they just managed to sustain life. Just
David Cameron saying he's not going to take the NHS where he's not going to do any privatisation like America and stuff like that. Do you think that's a good thing, or do you think this needs changing?
Something needs changing. I mean, whether privatisation's got to be the solution, I don't know. I mean, something has to change. Something's got to be tried. Now, if you're not going to put some form of... they've tried to optimise and bring efficiency into the NHS through managerial organisations, lean and stuff like that, but it hasn't worked. So, you know, to me, it's a fat, you know, a overweight body that needs to really needs to be looked at. Now, you know,
how's your family now? I mean, do you dread maybe thinking if we've got to go back to the...
I mean, I'm lucky enough to have private healthcare work. And, you know, I've grown up working class background, and I've always been a big, big advocate of NHS. And it used to be good, because I know, because I've experienced it. Now, I really do dread it. And anything, you know, specifically that I'd need my children or anything like that, I mean, we've got great doctors' facilities. Anything hospital, private.